Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 23rd of February, 2004. 2 days until The Passion of Christ comes out. I'll be there on Wednesday afternoon watching it and giving you my report on Thursday. I apologize for not being here last Thursday and Friday. I normally do the show when I am sick. I'm rarely sick. I thought I had a cold last week. It turned into the flu, 104 temperature. Let's just say I was not a happy camper, so I could not do the show. But I am here, totally recuperated. In fact, there was some good side effects. I'm off coffee. I said, hey, I haven't had coffee in 3 or 4 days. Why drink coffee now? So I'm off coffee. So I guess the only drugs I use now are occasional Tylenol. And I lost 10 pounds while I was sick, so I'm even more handsome now. Okay, I've never had more to talk about. Just an absolutely gigantic, ultra-massive show. Coming up in the next hour, folks, you're not going to want to miss this. We have a very interesting individual coming on the show, Michael Shrimpton, a national security barrister. He's written for the Journal of International Security Affairs. He has briefed the United States Senate Committee on Intelligence, and a lot more, a lengthy bio. You can just type his name in online and see a lot of the big cases he's been involved in. He's traveled all over the Western world and given speeches and consulted on terrorism. Guess why he's joining us on the show? Well, last week you may have seen a story floating around that somebody inside the British government had sources that said that they could confirm that Dr. David Kelly had been killed. We've already got all these top doctors and scientists coming forward and saying that. We've got all the evidence and even mainstream headlines saying, is this what happened? Well, he's got sources inside MI5, MI6, and from the information he has, they know how they killed him, how they killed Dr. David Kelly, and why they killed Dr. David Kelly. And that's because they have to protect Tony Blair at all costs, because Tony Blair is Europe's man to bring in the euro. And according to the information that my guest is going to be sharing with us, French intelligence was used to do the dirty work, which is what I've seen in the past. An intelligence agency of a country will use its sister intelligence agency that it works with in another nation to do hits for them, and that happens vice versa. That happened at Waco, according to the Fort Worth Star newspaper, where they used MI5-controlled Special Air Services people out there doing some of the wet work. So this is done over and over again, where they use foreign troops, foreign individuals, to kill their own people internally, because it's very dangerous to use your own intelligence people to kill fellow intelligence people like Dr. David Kelly, who was a top spy and, of course, head of Horton Down Bioweapons Lab and the head British inspector. So, again, that's coming up the next hour. We appreciate Mr. Shrimpton, Michael Shrimpton, coming on the show, Barrister Shrimpton, again, who's even given security briefings to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence here in our own country. He'll be joining us from England, and I want to thank the folks that helped us put this story together. We'll be writing an article tonight and thanking them, all the great folks that have been involved in this. And then when we get back, it is true, I made some phone calls after I got better this weekend. It is true, in Lyon County, Kentucky, it is illegal to give someone one of my videotapes. It's illegal to give them a History Channel videotape. It's illegal to speak out against any government policy. It's even been in the newspaper. And I made the phone calls, got the faxes, got the news articles. That's true, too. So we'll talk about that a lot more. Just stay with us.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, Holland.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies,
asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, a big show for you today, 8 minutes into this 3-hour broadcast. Coming up in the next hour, we have Michael Shrimpton, national intelligence barrister, and so does national intelligence work for the government, national security work. And again, he has briefed the Senate Select Committee on intelligence and terrorism here in the U.S., and he has traveled extensively all over the world and spoken and consulted concerning terrorism, and he says the evidence is clear. He has his sources throughout the British government. He knows who killed Dr. David Kelly. So you're not going to want to miss this interview in the second hour. Three doctors dispute how David Kelly died. This was, of course, out of major British newspapers a week ago. As medical professionals and trauma orthopedic surgeon, a specialist in anesthesiology and a diagnostic radiologist, we do not think evidence given at the Hutton inquiry has demonstrated that Dr. David Kelly committed suicide. And then David Halpin, who we've got coming on this week, trauma and orthopedic surgeon, talks about how he was clearly murdered. Dr. C. Stephen Frost, BCMB, CHB, specialist in diagnostic radiology, Stockholm, Sweden, is also going to be coming on the show, talks about how he was clearly whacked, and others. So you do not want to miss this. And, of course, he told colleagues that I'm going to be murdered and put in the woods for what I've said. And a few weeks later, he was dead. It's like Princess Diana saying, Prince Charles is going to kill me in a fake automobile accident if I don't stop you know, going out with Dowdy, and then what happens? It's just, I mean, come on here. I'm going to be murdered and put in the woods. This is what this big spy chief was saying, and then it happens to him. And I was talking to Mr. Shrimpton, Barrister Shrimpton, today, and he said people are very mad at intelligence. I mean, they don't like it when their own people are being killed. So that's coming up. I mentioned in the last segment that it indeed is true that in areas of Kentucky, there is no First Amendment. I called the judge up this weekend concerning that case we talked about last Wednesday before I fell ill and missed Thursday and Friday with the dastardly flu. And I had the caller who called into the show, and he talked about how he just gave a cop a video, and the cop later pulled him over and said this was a threat and took him to jail. It wasn't just my video. It was Discovery Channel, C-SPAN stuff, History Channel programs. And the officer thought that this was a threat, you know, mainstream television shows. Here, watch this. It's informative. And I found out from the prosecutor's office that, well, they don't really want to prosecute this, but the state police have requested it. Of course, they've got the proper federal training and all. And they've decided to go ahead and, well, he's in court right now. He's supposed to call in after court and tell us what happens if Kelly Rushing even gets out of there. I talked to his brother, Tim Rushing. Kelly got my videos from Tim, and Tim's his brother, and gave him the contraband material, the evil history and Discovery Channel pieces and C-SPAN pieces as well. So this is America, folks, and the judge just sat there and told him, you're guilty of giving a police officer anti-government, anti-police material. And remember, I have the mainstream documents. Law Enforcement Technology magazine says if they got to get us out of the UN sticker on their car, go ahead and take them to jail. Chances are they're a terrorist or a criminal. And it even said in there, police chiefs, don't criticize your men and women for doing this. They're doing the right thing. Go ahead and find something on these people. Major magazines say go ahead and find something on us because we don't like the UN. I mean, the Republican Party platform in most states says get out of the UN. The Texas platform does. Most people don't like the UN. Even liberals don't like the UN in many cases. I mean, but even everybody hated it. And we were 1% of the population. It's called the First Amendment, you morons. What is wrong with you? And a good old boy with no criminal record. I mean, I called all over town. I talked to the newspaper. I talked to his family. I called people randomly out of the... you know, from information, hey, do you know this Kelly Rushing? Oh, he's a really nice man, helps in the community, stays to himself. It's a little bitty town. He just gives a police officer a video. Officer, you may want to find out about the New World Order. Well, here, let me arrest you, and we're going to try to put you in jail for a year. This proves we're in the Soviet Union. I can't handle it anymore, folks. So that's coming up to... Okay, coming up, it's just, this show is too jam-packed. Anti-Semitism charges causing more damage than film could. This is by a Jewish leader, Daniel Lapin, who's a rabbi, and he's saying exactly what I said last week, that the ADL should not represent Jews, and that it's a sick joke, and that they cause division, and that all the Jews he's talking to think it's a big joke, and are friends with Christians, and he says every Christian he knows likes Jews. I like Jews. I got Jewish friends. And I'm sick of this. I'm tired of the ADL and the rest of these people. And you got to read this Daily News editorial. It's on Infowars.com by this rabbi. I mean, it's like I wrote this article or something. I mean, I'm totally in agreement with this guy. And I'm not going to get into Hutton Gibson. I've talked to Hutton Gibson many times. He is not anti-Semitic. He says he doesn't like Nazis. He doesn't like Zionists. He doesn't like the corrupt Catholic Church. I mean, there's not a lot of things that Hutton Gibson likes, and he's the winner of, you know, Jeopardy, and he knows history, and he's a pretty smart guy, and he does think the Holocaust happened. He just debates the numbers and says that people should be allowed to debate those numbers, and he says these interviews have been taken out of context, and so we'll see what happens. I had MSNBC call me, I had CNN call, I had a bunch of other people call, And I'm not doing interviews. I'm not going to go on national TV and talk about Hutton Gibson. Alexander Emmerich Jones doesn't do that to his friends. I could care less about being on MSNBC or CNN or something like that. I'm just not going to do it. I mean, I thought about going on and, you know, defending Hutton and yet, you know what? I'm just not going to get involved in it. I'm just not going to get involved in it. Who knows? I might have a change of heart and do it. I've been a little weird, folks. I'm somebody who never gets sick. I mean, I get a cold or something, I just ignore it. I get a fever, it's like I don't have it. Well, let me tell you, I had 104 fever for 2 days. I had to go to the emergency clinic. I was puking for 2 days. I mean, every hour on the hour, dry heaves. I don't know why I'm even telling you about this, but I feel like a new man. I mean, I just feel cleansed somehow, and I feel really good. And so I'm saying I don't know what I'll do tomorrow. I'm kind of unpredictable right now. House votes for ignition interlocks on every vehicle. Now, folks, I have a stack. This is why I'm frustrated. It's been 4 or 5 days since I've been on the air, and it's just a giant stack. House votes for ignition interlocks on every vehicle. And, sounds interesting. Do you know what that's fancy doublespeak for? Well, what I told you they were going to do, and again, I hate to say because I told you, but I have their official plans. New Mexico has passed the law out of the House, it's in the Senate, to make everyone blow a breathalyzer to start your car. Everyone guilty until proven innocent. Why? If it just saves one life. And then they're going to say that this doesn't work because people have others blow, so, oh, we're going to have to retina scan you, and it'll decide if you're drunk, and this will be the new law. Now, how do I know that? Because I saw the federal plans 4 or 5 years ago. I read Houston Chronicle articles 3 years ago. They have a system that they're already putting into businesses all over the country, and the feds are using a retina scanner that also reads microscopic movement of the eye, and it'll decide if you're on drugs or drunk or tired, and they want to put all these in the cars, and so they're going to make you use the breathalyzer. Then people are going to cheat, and they're going to say, okay, you got a retina scan to start your car. Now, that's the official plan. You want to put up with it, go ahead. And then if you're not a good globalist, they turn your car off. And they're going to have infrared cameras in all the cars by 2005, quote, as a detector if there's a child in the car when it's too hot. But again, the federal plan is it's really a camera. Just like I told you, OnStar's listening to you. Now that's mainstream news, hooked in with the NSA listening to you with computers. So I'll get back into this. I could spend an hour on that. Remember last week we talked about the bill where if you fly any flag with the American flag, you're arrested as a terrorist. If you criticize the government, you're arrested as a terrorist. I mean, I read from the bill in Rhode Island, and they've passed a law in other states. People couldn't believe it. We posted the Providence Journal articles and others at InfoWars.com. Here it is, right here in front of me. And it says, Governor pulls bill on Homeland Security. The governor, who says he is surprised by the reaction to his proposal, will introduce another anti-terrorism law this legislative session. See, that's what they do. Governor withdrew his Homeland Security bill yesterday after congressional scholars and the American Civil Liberties Union assailed the proposal as a dangerous assault on civil rights. The governor said he had not read the bill, but that his staff wrote it before he made it public. But he received a briefing. This is not the kind of reaction I anticipated or expected, the governor said in a brief news conference outside his office. And so he now claims he hadn't read the bill. And it was the 1918 sedition law, the one Savage calls for, that if you criticize the government in time of war, you're put in a forced labor camp. And I have another bill here where we have them in Canada calling for forced labor camps. Yes, it's really happening. And if we don't speak up, they're going to pass this stuff. If we do speak up, they're not going to get away with it. And some people don't believe what this bill had in it. So later, if I have time, I want to read some of what was in this bill to you. Supreme Court upholds judges' right to compel medication to prepare you for trial. Years of FBI agents' crimes detail from CBS News. I could spend an hour on the murders, the heroin, the cocaine dealing. They are organized crime. They are the mafia. And they say Bin Laden's surrounded. They're about to capture him, as we said they would years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards? You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
All right, my friends, I'm going to try to focus here. Your calls are coming up in this first hour. I do want to read this editorial, at least the first page of it, by Rabbi Daniel Lappin. Anti-Semitism charges causing more damage than film could. And that's true. Nobody would have even gone to this film and thought anything about Jews. I mean, Jesus was a Jew, folks. And that, you know, that's what happened. He was criticizing the corruption of the establishment and of the religion. Also, I want to get back into House votes for ignition interlocks in every vehicle. They've passed a law. It's out of the House in New Mexico, and other states are doing the same thing. It's federally funded to do all this, to make you blow a breathalyzer to start your car, training you
that you're guilty until proven innocent. It's the new Soviet model. Do I have to explain how this is un-American? And I want to get back into the governor of Rhode Island having to pull this bill. I mean, I've never seen one this bad, where if you fly any flag with the American flag, you'll be put in a camp. If you criticize the government, you'll be put in a camp. If you, I mean, folks, it actually said that. And the governor said, I didn't read it. I'm sorry. I'm getting this firestorm. So that's coming up too. And the Supreme Court saying, hey, we can grab you, not even charge you, drug you as long as we want to. That's New York Times. This CBS article about the FBI, murder, drug dealing, prostitution, running organized crime. The John Gottis of the world work for the FBI. And when one stops paying their cut, the FBI busts him and calls him a kingpin. When Noriega stops paying in the cocaine money, he gets a military raid. When Saddam stops paying in the oil money in the BCCI, he gets a raid. That's how it works. These are mid-level nobodies. Bin Laden is surrounded. Sunday Telegraph, Washington Times, U.S. search for Bin Laden intensifies. Oh, they've got him. So we'll get back into that too. Just that's the first half inch of a 4-inch stack. Okay, but right now, the next 10 minutes or so, part of this segment and the next segment, I want to talk to Tim Rushing, and I know his brother's trying to get in on the line. The man this happened to, Kelly Rushing, out in Lyon County, Kentucky, where giving someone a C-SPAN video is punishable by 1 year in prison. The police, the state police and prosecutor, they say, yes, you're not allowed to give police mainstream videos and say, sir, this might be informative. And I'm not joking. I mean, you know we don't joke on this show, folks. If we are joking, we'll tell you. I mean, this is just, let's be honest about how Sovietized we've gotten. And Tim is the brother of Kelly. And Mr. Rushing, good to have you on the show. How did your brother's beginning of his trial go this morning?
Well, Alex, looks like they're going to hold it over till March the 8th.
So they're going to continue to try to stall things.
Looks that way.
So what happened when you went before the magistrate, who I talked to at his home this weekend, by the way?
What happened when Kelly went before?
Well, I talked to William G. McCaslin, the judge, this weekend. What did he say at the little court hearing this morning?
I haven't talked to Kelly but about 5 minutes, and all he told me is they was holding it over and he was trying to call in to give you the particulars.
Well, okay. Was he able to get through, Stephanie? Okay. Perhaps you need to call him and make sure he's got the right number. Kelly, if you're out there listening, I don't know if we have phone lines open, but 1-800-259-9231, Kelly. 1-800-259-9231. We need to get him on. I made about 20 phone calls this weekend. I confirmed this story. I mean, this is hard to believe, Tim, that in America, giving somebody a C-SPAN video, an Alex Jones video, and the state police have told the prosecutor, we want that man behind bars for years for giving us this video.
Well, I don't think we're going to stop handing them out. I guess we just better get our bags ready for Club Guantanamo and our toothbrushes and everything, because we're not going to stop.
Well, if they want to make a big deal out of this, they're going to get in deep trouble. There's a lot of organizations that will want to take this case. As long as your brother doesn't plea bargain, he's going to be just fine, you know, unless they pull some good old boy behavior on him. But I've been told the judge, the prosecutor, they don't like it, but they think supposedly, I guess, that the state police are their bosses or something.
That's what I understand. The state police are pushing this. Probably be my guess that the officer that watched the tape, he was probably guilty of some of the tactics that he seen portrayed on the film and got a little upset and thought he'd take it out on Kelly.
What type of individual would want to put somebody behind bars for years for no reason? I mean, and just because you don't like the video you got.
Well, you know, their mentality is us against them. I mean, you know, they're our overlords, our protectors. And they know what's best for us.
The incredible thing is they admit in the newspaper and the police admit, I mean, there's been news articles about this, folks, I've got them, that he gave him a video, that's his crime, just mainstream video.
Yeah, there was an article coming out down there in the paper supposedly about this. So.
Well, there was already one article about your brother's arrest.
Well, I think there's one about the tape incident, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I'll tell you what, both of you stay there. We've got Kelly now. Tim, stay there. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Coming up, Michael Shrimpton, national security lawyer, barrister in England, written for the Journal of International Security Affairs, briefed the Senate Select Committee on intelligence here in our own country, bringing forward the evidence from his inside sources of who really killed Dr. David Kelly. Believe me, you're not going to want to miss this interview. We're going to finish up with our guest here in just a few minutes with the First Amendment here in America, the state of it, and with the incredibly brainwashed, zombified state police and other militarized law enforcement agencies around the country who really ought to move to Mexico or Russia. Then we'll get to four or five phone calls and then back into some other news and then to our next guest. There is so much here today. We're talking to Kelly Rushing, who lives in Lyons County, Kentucky, who gave a video to a state police officer, and I have the state police officer's own police report. He says that he was given this video, and he says that it was threatening, and Mr. Rushing's brother, Tim Rushing, made the videos. It was C-SPAN, History Channel, Discovery Channel stuff, one of my videos. And by the way, one of my videos, stuff from my videos, is aired on national TV. This is just documented stuff, just like this show, mainstream news stuff. We just analyze it. Nothing threatening to this guy. So he goes and has him arrested. And by the way, this just happened to a Keep and Bear Arms writer who also writes for Guns and Ammo.
He had police come to his house because he wrote a letter to the San Francisco Police Department saying, you guys are violating the law handing out these marriage certificates. That's all he said. And they came out and said, you know, you're a gun writer. You're not planning to use some guns, are you? I mean, that's how, see, it's all these secret police need to talk to you because you might, you know, do something, but the border stays wide open. But going back here for a few minutes to Kelly Rushing, Kelly, what happened to you, thought criminal that you are, when you went in now to the court this morning before Judge William G. McCaslin for your crime, as he said, of giving someone an anti-government videotape?
Well, that was Bill McCaslin, but Bill G. McCaslin, what happened was not a whole lot. I think they're discontinuing it until March the 8th because the prosecuting attorney hasn't seen the arrest tape yet, from my understanding.
Now, through discovery, before that tape disappears and the cop claims that you were, you know, flying around with flying saucers and black satanic altars and dragons shooting up out of the ground, before he claimed, you know, that you had lasers shooting out of your eyes and grew 19-inch fangs and spit acid on him, before he says that, you need to do discovery and get that video.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he'll, you know, I mean, he'll claim you sprouted wings, you know, and later. But luckily we've got his police report. He says the video is threatening, and that's the crime.
Right. I did give a couple of the tapes to the prosecuting attorney, and he called me over and said that he enjoyed the tapes and told me that they wouldn't get his gun unless they pried it out of his cold, dead hand.
Well, see, this is the point, yeah, and I've gotten the same thing from the city and the county. They don't want to go after you, but the state police are filing a complaint.
Right.
So, I mean, so he enjoyed the videos, but he's still going to prosecute you.
Yeah, well.
Well, what did you say to him?
Well, I just basically said, well, we see eye to eye about the gun issue, but.
Now, he might have been trying to get you to say something like, yeah, they'll never get mine. Oh, that's a threat. That's a threat. SWAT team. I wouldn't even talk to these people.
Yeah.
Now, did they say they're going to drop this or they're just going to hear it later?
No, they're going to review the arrest tape to see what kind of approach they're going to take. Because the policeman said that there's some things that I said on the arrest tape that proves his point.
Yeah, I love this. He arrests you for giving him a video and then tries to claim that you threatened him in the police car. That's like Carl Klang, by the way, that they finally released him after 2.5 months. The judge said, I don't know why you were held this long. I apologize. I have the Associated Press article. The big charges came, which they, by the way, dropped, once he was in the jail cell. See, they arrest you so you can commit the crimes in the jail cell or in the squad car. I love this new Soviet system.
Yeah. I know that after he told me to get out of the truck, and that's all he said when he come to my window, and the second thing he said was turn around. And at that time I asked him, well, what am I being arrested for? And at that time he said terroristic threatening. And then later on when I told him, when I was in the car and...
Yeah, I understand. You had a discussion with him and you said, well, I haven't threatened you. I mean, I think a man will want to know what's going on in the world for his family. So
right.
Now the word family's a threat, see? That's what we all say. We're trying to protect our children, protect this country, our children's future. Well, I've just threatened everybody's children because I said the word children. Now, jury, you will convict that man. You will convict Kelly Rushing because he said the word family. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, Kelly's such a threat to that officer, then why did that officer allow Kelly to leave with his firearm?
Oh, that's right. Kelly had a firearm in the vehicle, and then when he left jail, they gave it back to him.
That's right.
No, they never took it from out of the vehicle.
They left it in when they impounded the vehicle.
Well, the lazy possums may not have looked.
No, he did. They pulled he had Kelly remove it from the glove compartment, and he looked at it and put it back in the glove compartment.
Well, that just means that people still believe in the Second Amendment and aren't completely brainwashed.
No, he didn't have me remove it. He opened the glove box, and I was sitting in the car and could see him opening the glove box, and at that time I told him it was legal, and he closed it back
up. So basically it's gotten to the point where the prosecutor and the judge know that they can't get you on an Alex Jones and a C-SPAN video. So
right.
They're going to try to find something on the tape, which you didn't do, and so you just show that tape to the jury.
Yeah, I think they're starting to backstep now.
Well, listen, you keep me abreast of this. You do not plea bargain.
And no.
And if they try something, we'll put the phone numbers out. We'll try to get folks there for court watchers. You need support there, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Because anybody that would try to charge someone, so you've been officially charged now with terroristic threats.
Yeah. I know that when I first went to court there, and I've been driving around with a sign in my back window, which is Isaiah 5:20, which says, "Woe unto those that perceive evil for good and good for evil, light for darkness, darkness for light, bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter." And then it says after that, "Woe unto those that are wise in the sight of their own eyes." So that may shook them up a little bit.
Well, they probably, according to FEMA, that's more terrorism. Don't give the cops any Bible verses, buddy. Whoa. I mean,
right. Look
at how much trouble the Passion's in. My goodness, we got to watch people like you. Well, listen, keep me abreast of the situation. So they didn't drop it. Did your lawyer move for a motion to dismiss?
He told me, he took me in a personal room there and told me that he thinks that we're going to get it dismissed where there's no charges.
But he didn't say you've just got a plea bargain, bud.
No, they haven't tried to plea bargain yet.
Well, don't unpack your bag, Kelly, because you're Club Guantanamo is waiting for us.
Yeah.
Now, we're actually talking to the radical criminal right now, and of course I'm evil myself, but he's almost as evil, Tim Rushing. Now you made these videos. Exactly what was on the videos your brother gave this officer?
Of course, he gave him a 911 tape, and then there was a speech that Ron Paul gave on one. And,
how evil.
Yeah.
Speech? Well, hold on. I want maybe the congressman should be arrested. I mean, in Rhode Island, he would be if this law had passed. Now, tell me specifically what Ron Paul's speech.
It was the one where he was talking about the Federal Reserve and the neocons that have hijacked the GOP.
Sir, you're saying you've got that tape? I never got that tape.
Yeah, I've got that.
Tim, promise me you'll mail me your best copy of that.
I'll get you the best copy, Alex.
I'll send you five free videos of yours.
I got all your videos.
I'll send you some more. Promise me you will.
I'll get it in the mail today to you.
All right, write neocon on there for me.
I'll do it.
Now, I'm starting to understand. You put the congressman, the Vietnam veteran, the most conservative member of Congress on there, talking about the neocons. Boy, this is really evil.
That was on there. Then there was
Fortress America.
Fortress America, which is the thing they did on the Tech Channel about, you know, the cameras going up everywhere and about how we're losing our civil liberties because of this war on scareism.
Yeah. Very radical to put a mainstream news piece
right.
on there.
And
conspiracies.
There were some conspiracy theory episodes on there about the New World Order and Big Brother, I think, that runs on the Tech Channel also. And that's basically it.
Boy, I tell you, this officer's doing his job. I'm glad he's out there, Kelly, picking people like you up instead of real criminals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we feel well protected here in Kentucky, Alex.
You know, I talk to locals, and I call other members of your family, and I talk to the newspaper and other people, and supposedly your state police are pretty rampant around there. If you look at them wrong, they're going to go ahead and take you on down.
That's a big affirmative.
Yeah.
So I guess they're kind of God around there. Do they set up shoe sign stations where you got to all park your cars and lick their boots so they're real shiny? Or?
Well, that's the next step, Alex. Let's don't give them no ideals either.
Yeah.
All right. Well, gentlemen, you've got my home phone number. Stay in touch.
We appreciate all you do, Alex.
Hey. And, Tim, you told me you're going to keep giving the videos out, right?
Most definitely. I've got the VCR working overtime now.
Kelly, what you saw in 9/11 actually happened to you, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
All right, thanks for the call, guys.
We appreciate it, Alex.
You bet. I'm about to go to Andy and Eric and Mildred and Ray and Bill before our big guest comes on. And just briefly, in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, about 5 minutes of the two-and-a-half-hour film, there's a woman at a checkpoint. And they say, we want to search your car. And she says no. So they jerk her out of the car and then say she assaulted him, which she didn't, which she was later found not guilty of. And then they go, oh, my gosh, they found a pocket constitution. We found some material about the income tax that, you know, this may be illegal. Why, she's got videos in here. Is this stuff legal? I don't know if this is legal. So it's not just FEMA videos and FEMA training manuals and ADL training manuals where they say, if you're a Christian, you're a terrorist. I mean, it's not just their manuals. We got them out on the road, folks, thinking this. Imagine a cop going out to their mailbox and pulling out Law Enforcement Technology Magazine and opening it up, and it says, if they've got an anti-UN sticker on their car, go ahead and arrest them. I mean, how would a cop not start laughing? Oh, they just read it and go, all right, well, it's in a magazine. I better arrest anybody that has an anti-UN bumper. I mean, what is wrong with you people? How stupid are you? You really shouldn't move to Russia. The state trooper Dodd is just, he really should move to Russia. And luckily, Mr. Dodd, everything's recorded here, so you can't tell any lies about us. Ha ha. When I call up people in Kentucky, I had a recorder running, too. You're not going to pull your scams on me. I know how to record you people. Very important to record people like you, so you can't change the facts later. But before we go to these calls, if you want to get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, you need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I've made 10 films, I've written a book, I published a great book by Paul Watson, I carry a lot of other great videos and books on the websites, and your support is necessary to make this show possible, and your support makes this show possible. 1-888-253-3139. The videos are $25.95, 20 bucks when you order three or more. Again, 1-888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. These are great videos. They're waking people up, and in at least according to Trooper Dodd and the state police of Kentucky, these videos are illegal. And Ron Paul speaking in Congress is illegal. Well, we say it's still legal. We say it's still America. It's not Russia yet. You haven't won yet. And so get the videos that people think are illegal. Let's go ahead and talk to Andy in Texas. Andy, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I called in about 10 days ago and spoke to you about the Hurricane Andrew cover-up.
Yes.
And when I told you about K.T. Frankovich, the woman who wrote the book about the cover-up,
yes,
you offered to have her on the show, and
yes,
I spoke to her, and she really wants to come on.
Okay, well, just send me an email at tips@infowars.com about it.
Okay, and she said that she had sent in an email and wasn't getting a response, and I have her home phone if you'd like that.
Okay, let me put you on hold, and we'll do that. Anything else on your mind, Andy?
What do you think about the new Terry Nichols trial? Are you encouraged by that, or...
These Oklahoma City trials are total charades, but yeah, they're having to have new trials because it came out the FBI covered up all this evidence. What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping for the best because I think that they're having the new trial because of the final report by the Oklahoma Bombing Investigation Committee.
That the government did it, but that obviously won't come out, but yes, they're having to have a new trial. I think it's all very encouraging. We're exposing them. We're exposing their whitewash commissions.
Yes, so...
Hey, what do you think about breathalyzers having to blow to start your car? Everyone!
Well, I hadn't heard about that. Obviously, any type of mass regulation like that is very scary.
And all over the country, it was first, just the football players and band members. Now, this weekend, right after I read the article about everybody's going to have to breathalyzer, I hear, in San Marcos, all the children are going to have to drug test on a monthly basis. The government, the federal government's involved. I mean, look, it's everywhere. That's not freedom.
Right.
Cameras in school bathrooms isn't freedom. But yes, I want to get into that hurricane situation. That is interesting. Nice little martial law example.
Yeah, the book is called Where Heavens Meet.
Hey, what do you think of the situation with the governor in Rhode Island saying, I didn't read the martial law bill. I'm sorry. I'm gonna change the law.
Yeah, very interesting. Where did you say that you read this? Where can I go to read this?
That's out of the Providence Journal. It's on Infowars.com and it's on PrisonPlanet.com, too.
Oh, okay.
It says, governor pulls bill on Homeland Security. Tarsieri, if I'm pronouncing that right, pulls bill on Homeland Security.
Okay.
The governor, who says he's surprised by the reaction to his proposal, will introduce another anti-terrorism law this legislative season. Thanks for the call, Andy. Okay, Eric and Mildred and Ray and Bill and others, you're up next. And we do have our big guest coming up, too. So stay with us for that. And it's good to be back in the saddle again.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
All right, let's go to the calls as quickly as possible. Your questions, your comments, let's get them out there and then move on to the next caller. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
You bet. Thank you.
I just wanted to remind your listeners that this weekend, this Saturday, at the Castle Cinema up in Providence, I think it's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., there will be a showing of one of your videos, Police State 3 Total Enslavement.
That's right. They're going to be showing that, and there's information at the 1320 website.
And I have reservations for me and a buddy to see that.
Well, I appreciate you going.
Yeah, and I'll give you a report when I'm done and when we've seen it. And I'm looking forward to it and seeing fellow patriots up there. And I have not seen that particular video, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. And one other thing, Alex, did you
It's the longest video, so.
Okay. Did you know that Mr. Sean Hannity, you know when he went syndicated?
9/11.
Well, September 10th, 2001. And I heard a rumor that basically they had a big round table before that day, Roger Ailes and all the neocons, and they were basically tipped off, and they were told, you tell the truth, your careers are toast, you go along with the line, you're going to make millions.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious what they did, and it's a stage deal. It's a CIA operation, we know that. They're given their orders, what to do, what to say, how to operate. And Clear Channel owns the voting machines in many areas, and they run the candidates, and they... Everything. They own the media, they own the voting machines, they own the candidates.
Yep, and they even own the local paper. I tried to get my local paper to talk about World Trade Center 7, and one of the editors says, oh, I'm just not interested in it. I said, you're not interested in one of the biggest stories of the last
year? Yeah, the owner says we blew it up on national TV, and they can just go, okay, you blew it up. Great, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Eric.
Okay, Alex.
Hey, good to hear from you. Let's talk to Mildred in Colorado. Mildred, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering what your definition of Zionist is. I've been listening since the first of your show, and you were speaking then of not being anti-Semitic. And,
that's right. I'm not against...
You spoke of someone who was anti-Zionist, and you seemed to agree with them, and so I just needed to know your definition of Zionist.
Well, I'm against, say, Mecha, who says that they hate white people and blacks, or, you know, anybody
who is... What's Mecha?
Ma'am, just let me answer your question, okay? I'm against Mecha because they say they don't like certain races and that they're the best. Okay, I'm against the Ku Klux Klan because they say that about whites. And Zionist, you know, the real King Daddy, a real Zionist, thinks that they're the best and everybody else is basically dog meat. And so that's who I'm talking about, and most Jews are not Zionists. So I'm against racist Jews. I'm against racist blacks. I'm against racist Germans. And so that's what I said.
You don't think Zionism means that you support Israel as a nation?
No, that's not what it means. If you really look at what the real Zionism is, it's a lot more than that. It means domination by Israel of a certain group of people. I can have a bunch of rabbis up and tell you that if you'd like me to.
I would like for you to.
Okay, well, you better research what the Zionists say. I mean, they don't have a very good view of people who aren't Jewish. It's pretty racist. Pretty racist stuff.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I appreciate your call, Mildred. And, you know, maybe we should have a debate about this. What I was talking about was this article, Anti-Semitism Charges Causing More Damage Than Film Could. 2 weeks before the opening of Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, online ticket merchants reported that up to half of their total sales were from the film. One Dallas multiplex has received and reserved all 20 of its screens for The Passion. I am neither a prophet nor a movie critic. I am merely an Orthodox rabbi using ancient Jewish wisdom to make three predictions about the movie. And Daniel Lapin, I totally agree with him. I'm going to read this later. This is good stuff about what he has to say about it. I mean, no one would have thought anti-Semitism until the ADL injected this into it, and now it's going to cause, it probably will cause some damage. We'll be back with our guest. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.